Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Civil rights activists in South Carolina took stock today in Charleston after a judge declared a mistrial yesterday in the police shooting of an unarmed black man, Walter Scott. Elder James Johnson is state director of the National Action Network.
We want people to protest. We do, but we want a peaceful protest, and that's why we're speaking out, because we can't win with the violence. We can't at all. So exercise the right. Exercise their rights to go out there and protest, but be peaceful.
North Charleston officer Michael Slager, who is white, had been charged with murder after he was seen on a cell phone video in 2015 firing at Walter Scott as he ran away from the officer. Scott had been pulled over for a broken taillight, and the jury was unable to reach a verdict because one person said he could not convict. Trudy Grant joins us now. She's manager of religious affairs for the National Action Network in Charleston. Trudy, welcome. Thanks for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it was an emotional day in court yesterday. In fact, several jurors wiped away tears when the judge read the announcement of a mistrial. I understand you went to high school with Walter Scott. How are you feeling today?
I'm a little weary. Last night was very emotional for all of us. We got together and just kind of prayed and just kind of it was just an emotional day because of the intimacy of the whole trial, knowing Walter, knowing his family, knowing his brothers, knowing his mother and father. So it's still quite emotional for us all.
Yeah. Civil rights leaders and lawyers, community members are getting together tonight to talk about this. And the question they're asking themselves is, where do we go from here? And I wonder what your answer to that is.
My answer is that we have to keep fighting. If we let this stop us, then we're no good for our cause. So we are going to keep fighting. We want to educate the community on our next steps. We've invited some local lawyers in the area to kind of talk about what a mistrial means, mm-hmm. and what other steps we will need to take and what we should be looking forward to within the next couple of days.
Do you think there is some misunderstanding about what a mistrial means? Because prosecutors have said they are going to try to get a new trial for Officer Slager. Do people have any confidence in a new trial, that anything will turn out differently?
No. From what I've been hearing from the community, there are some misunderstandings about what a mistrial means. It has given them some just hesitation because nothing looks from our eyesight that it's going to be different.
I want to ask you about Officer Slager. He was on the stand during this trial, and he said that he feared for his life. Police officers throughout all of these shootings in the United States that we've seen over the last couple of years have said that police work is a dangerous job. Can you see that point of view, that Officer Slager, you know, maybe was operating under a fog of some kind, a fog of fear, and that, you know, maybe he shouldn't be held responsible because of that?
Well, you know, I would have if we did not have video evidence of what happened. I would have if it did not show that my friend Walter was running away. And in the passion at that time, I don't know. But I do know that there were other places, maybe in the leg, if there was something, if he was just that, I don't know, just from the video evidence, no. I'm not sure where that fear came from. And granted, I know a lot of police. I have friends who work on the police force. So I know that they're in a dangerous situation sometimes. I know that the passion of what is going on at that time sometimes gets in the way. But what I have seen, what the video shows, there were other means of taking him down if that's what needed to be.
Hmm. In these cases of police shootings, the person who dies often just becomes a name, just a sort of easy shorthand. You knew
right.
Walter Scott. You called him your friend. Tell us,
oh, yeah.
Tell us about the man.
Walter was he was funny. He always had a smile on his face. He was just an easygoing type of guy. His family was rooted and grounded. in the church. His brothers are stand-up guys. And from what I know of Walter, Walter was a stand-up guy. And, you know, we all have our faults. We all have our shortcomings. But the Walter that I knew was just a nice guy.
Well, Trudy Grant, I'm sorry for your loss. You are the manager of religious affairs for the National Action Network in Charleston, also a friend of Walter Scott's. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.